Hey there, I'm Sandy Scarlatta, and welcome to the Happiness Solve podcast. Twice a week, we explore the journey to finding true happiness by sharing inspiring stories, practical tips, and insightful conversations with some of today's leading experts. But we don't just scratch the surface. We dive deep into the real grit of what it takes to live a genuinely happy life. Whether you're looking to improve your well-being, enhance your relationships, or simply add more joy to your life, you're in the right place. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into today's episode. Because happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours. David Meltzer, such a pleasure to see you again. How's everything going in your world?
Fantastic. Thanks for the invitation back. I love the opportunity to speak into and through and what people are listening for, especially your community. So aligned with the frequency, the neighborhood of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. So Sandy, thank you for having me back.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. Well, I couldn't do this season one of Peak Performance Playbook without having you on, because as you know, this is still going to be released on Happiness Solve podcast, and I love my happiness show, but I'm like, I am so fired up to just talk about sports. Obviously, I share the same mission as you. I want everybody to be happy, but you got to find your jam, right?
Yeah. Well, you and I both have the same jam, so it's so blessed to have a friendly face that has the same fanship and passion, purpose of enjoyment, fulfillment, passion, and happiness that we do. And we can use sports as a backdrop for all of those things. And I've always used sports as a backdrop in my life as an activity in one way or another, including activity I get paid for. Sports is still a primary backdrop in what I do.
Yeah, for sure. So you, for those that are out there that are in sports management, let's just touch briefly on that, because you co-founded Sports One Management, and then you served as CEO of Lee Steinberg Sports Entertainment. Were there any key lessons that you've learned about effectively managing professional athletes?
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting, because the key, number one, is to get the professional athletes. And so a lot of people lose focus on, in order to have a practice, an agency, a management, a marketing company, whatever it may be, you got to get the client. And getting an athlete of substantial notoriety and performance levels is not easy. And so a lot of people don't work on the major skill of building those businesses, which is acquiring the clients. Now, the second thing, which is more directed towards what you asked, is how do we keep those clients? And I get practice every day because I have this extraordinary wife and everybody is jealous that I have her. So I know what it's like to keep the most important client in my life for 27 years while everybody's trying to steal her away from me. So I know what it takes to manage and develop a vision. And so for me, understanding and being of service and value, what does that mean? There's only really two ways that you keep a client. And this isn't just applicable to sports management, agency, or marketing. It's really simple. And a lot of people lose the focus, singularity of focus on this. Two ways to keep someone. One, keep on giving them more of what they like. Two, take away some, if not all, of what they don't like. Now, in order to do that, you, number one, need to be more interested than interesting. So you need to be very intentional about learning what's going on with the circumstances of today with your client so that you can give them more of what they like or take away what they don't like. And then beyond that, you got to have the skills and the knowledge in order to do that. So just because you know what someone likes, you may not have the skills or the knowledge to do it. And so you either have to learn how to do it or find someone that knows how to do it and ask them for help. And I find this simple but yet singularity of focus methodology has led me to run some of the biggest firms, most notable firms in the world, because I kept things very simple in my mind. Number one, don't lose focus. You got to get the client and then you got to keep her. And the way that you keep her is to give her more of what she likes and takes away what she doesn't like. That's why I've been married to the most wonderful woman for 27 years.
Hey everyone, today I'm thrilled to share something truly special with you. Have you ever felt like you're just scratching the surface of your potential? Or maybe you're looking for ways to bring more balance and fulfillment into your life. If that resonates with you, then I have an event you won't want to miss. Introducing the Holistic Life Mastery event live and in person November 7th through 9th at the beautiful La Quinta Hotel outside of Palm Springs, California. This isn't just another seminar. It's a transformative experience designed to help you unlock your full potential, cultivate a holistic approach to life, and achieve mastery in every area that matters to you. Imagine spending 2.5 days surrounded by like-minded individuals, all committed to personal growth and conscious living. You'll have the opportunity to learn from world-renowned speakers, engage in powerful workshops, and gain practical tools that you can apply immediately to your life. Plus, our keynote speaker is Emmy Award-winning producer, actor, and author of The Way of the Cobra, Sean Kanan. You may have seen him in the number one Netflix series, Cobra Kai. Whether you're looking to enhance your personal well-being, improve your professional skills, or find more joy and purpose, the Holistic Life Mastery event has something for everyone. Our speakers are leaders in their fields, covering topics from peak performance and mindfulness to business psychology to relationships. And the best part, this event is designed to cater to all aspects of your life. It's about creating holistic balance, mind, body, and spirit. You'll leave feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take on the world with a renewed sense of purpose with a plan of action. So mark your calendars and join us for an unforgettable experience. You'll find the registration link in the show notes. Don't wait. Spaces are limited and filling up fast. Remember, this is your chance to invest in yourself and your future. The Holistic Life Mastery event is more than just a workshop. It's a stepping stone to the life you've always dreamed of. And congratulations to that, because that's a huge success, as we all know in today's world. Can you share a memorable experience where your management approach significantly impacted an athlete's career?
Yeah, one of my favorite ones is a guy named Myron Roll. He's now Dr. Myron Roll. And Dr. Myron Roll graduated early from Florida State University with a Rhodes Scholarship. And he was faced with a very difficult decision, whether to go to Oxford or whether to enter the NFL draft, where he would have been a first-round pick playing strong safety at Florida State. He was the number one recruited high school athlete as well. This is the dream client, but also joking around, he was one of six boys. I offered his parents. I said, would you mind if I just adopted him? Because I didn't have a son at the time. I said, I could just use a real cheat code. This is exactly what I want my son to be. Gorgeous, smart, kind, and an amazing football player. And they used to laugh at me. And I said, all my kids are M, so he'll fit in. Myron Meltzer works just like Myron Roll. And anyway, Myron always lived up to my expectations. But he took my advice about going to Oxford instead of entering the draft. We together formulated a timing and risk tolerance of that decision, notating that his stock most likely would drop in the NFL, but not out of the draft, but it would drop lower, but he would have an opportunity by being drafted. There's plenty of guys like Tom Brady that are drafted in the fourth or the sixth round that end up in the Hall of Fame. Warren Moon, my business partner, by the way, is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and they wouldn't even draft him because they didn't like black quarterbacks back in 1978. So he spent 6 years in Canada. So he took my advice and he told me ultimately he wanted to be a brain surgeon, ultimately maybe even president of the United States after he had and learned and became a brain surgeon. So he went to Oxford, graduated with honors, entered the draft, was drafted in the sixth round instead of the first round. He went to the Tennessee Titans, and he had a very mediocre professional football career. Didn't matter where he was drafted.
Yeah, right. I mean, most players.
Then he got into Harvard Med School, and became a brain surgeon, and he saves lives. And eventually I promised him that I would be his PR person if he ever wanted to run for governor or senator or president, that he could count on me, one of the greatest PR people in experience, that I absolutely, in exchange for either being Secretary of State or, of course, maybe just get an ambassadorship to, you know, Ireland or somewhere that I, or Portugal or somewhere that I want to live. So our manifestation has not only impacted him, his family, the world, but also may impact my life someday as a retirement fund.
That's an incredible story. Wow. And that's a lot of what this show is about, is because it's not just, you're an athlete for just a very short period of your life.
Yes.
Right?
You suffered two deaths as well, just so you know. All athletes, and especially whether you played in college or pro, most of us know, and I was in below average college football player, but I suffered two deaths. When I finished playing football at 22, although I wasn't a Tom Brady either, it was literally like a death. And to expand beyond that routine of what you love to do every day is a very difficult thing to get over, no matter who you are and what sport you play.
Absolutely. And that's like the perfect transition to my next question, is what strategies do you employ to help athletes transition smoothly, you know, from their sports careers to other professional endeavors? Because it's a grieving process for sure.
Yeah. And that's what I do mainly today, is help with that exact thing, with the Austin Ecklers of the world, the Michael Chandler, who's fighting on Saturday in the UFC 309. So many great athletes that I work with. It's about not transitioning. It's about teaching them how to expand the skills, the knowledge, and the desire that they have into an industry career, job that they're interested in. Because in order to be the best in the world at something like they are, they have extraordinary skills that are applicable to jobs, careers, and industries. They have extraordinary knowledge of who and what, which is applicable to jobs, careers, and industries. And they have the thing that I can't teach. They have a desire. It's the common denominator, by the way, of all successful people in every area of life. They have a desire that they must be what they can be. You could teach skill, but you can't teach that type of will. And so I tell them, hey, let's expand the skills, the knowledge, and the desires that have made you one of the best athletes in the world. And let's expand those, align it, see what's synergistic, supplementary with what's doing well, what is stable, maybe what you think is going to be doing well according to jobs, industries, and careers.
Yeah. Did you happen to see the movie Circle?
Yes, I did.
So I think it was Emma Watson, I believe, starred in it. And there's a line where she's in an interview. And the reason I bring this up is because I think that this to me embodies that drive that people have. And he said to her in the movie, "What are you most afraid of?" And she said, "Untapped potential." And that was like cemented, because that's, I think, what drives me, right? Mm-hmm. Is because I know I've got so much untapped potential, and I just keep, you keep pushing and pushing. And then there's that balance, right? And that's where you come in, I think, because you have just, I feel like you're there. Every time I see you on social media, it's all about, because you are out there in a massive way. You have a great team that supports you. I hope to one day have that social media support, because it's a lot.
It's done.
Yeah. But like, how do you balance that when the drive can sometimes, I know for me personally, Dave, that, it gets in my way, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm pushing myself so hard. And sometimes I don't have that discernment of when to push and when to scale back. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I use a philosophy of harmonious use of time to be able to prioritize negotiables and non-negotiables of planned and unplanned, paid for, unpaid for, and even my sleep. I have a sleep mentor I've utilized for 17 years in order to effectuate two of the things that allow for a higher peak performance as an executive. Recovery. So I recover better than most people an access of information from a higher source to utilize each and every day, according to the circumstances of the day, to derive the light, the love, and the lessons, the meaning of the mistakes, failures, and setbacks in my past, to align it in what I call a divine direction of where I want to be or better, or where I think I want to be or better, which then allows for all the detours that occur. Because, you know, if you come up with this type of well-developed plan like I do, knowing what I want according to the circumstances, aligning the lessons of the past in my divine direction, you're going to make God laugh at you. Every well-developed plan is just taunting God to laugh at you. So that philosophy and mindset has allowed me to take the detours of God laughing at me and make those divine as well. They make them as protection, promotion, perfection of my plan. And then the biggest thing that allows me to succeed again and again is notating that it's not the mistakes that I made. And you know my past, I made some pretty big mistakes in my life. Those won't cause you to fail. Yeah, but they won't cause you to fail. You know what causes you to fail? A lack of faith, a lack of commitment. And so when I look at the intentionality, the singularity of focus, my control of impulse that have allowed me to grow and expand to where I want to be or better, it's a matter of me to live in harmony. In harmony, utilizing my time and prioritizing my time by what's important to me, not what's important to other people, not what's important to what's missing or what I don't have. It's what's important to me. So as other people can gladly give me their advice, in the end, I am in a divine direction. I accept the divine detours and I utilize divine time to reveal the revelation of the reminders, recollections, and remembrances of my potential, as you suggested, by enjoying that consistent every day, persistent without quit, pursuit of my potential. I no longer worry about energy because I'm connected to something much bigger than me, an all-powerful energy that loves me, protects me, promotes me, and perfects me. I just try to figure out all day long what I'm doing to interfere with it. What am I doing to react to the fear? What am I doing to interfere with my better self?
Because that's most of us happens thousands of times a day in some cases. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So you just touched on what I wanted to talk about next, but everything you just said is so critical because that's all about personal fulfillment. But how do you balance that fulfillment with the financial success that most people strive for? And they put that as the forefront. Because I know you've had your own.
Yeah.
You know.
So look, your skills and your knowledge will determine the basement of where you are as far as monetary capability. When you align the skills and knowledge to different industries, careers, and jobs, the skills and knowledge you have is a basement, the same as athletics. You know, if I wanted to be a basketball player, I could live to my potential, and my potential wouldn't even be the basement of LeBron James. And the same thing holds true with other jobs, industries, and careers. There's certain people that, let's say, for example, in speaking, there's people on earth today that their potential is lower than my basement. I was born a better speaker than they ever could become. And it's a reality of the circumstances of the day, the human experience. And so as we take inventory of our skills and knowledge, we discussed earlier aligning it with what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is going to do well. We should be very conscious and pragmatic about aligning our skills and our knowledge to what is doing best. So that we could maximize monetarily the delta or the desire that's created. So I am not joking when I tell people the closest to my potential I've ever come is as a college football player. And I was below average, right? I was below average. But the delta in my life compared to where my skills and knowledge of football were, comparatively, if I could find, for example, in book writing or speaking or coaching, or consulting, if I could create the same delta I did with my football career with something that my skills and knowledge are so far above most people, my basement is so high, like LeBron James' basement is high in basketball, Dave Meltzer's basement is very high in speaking and writing and consulting and advising. if I could attain that delta, I could be a LeBron James of consulting or speaking or book writing, because I've learned where and how to apply my why, not search for it.
That's such a big, big thing, your why. All right, last question, and most important one, your mission to empower over a billion people to be happy. So what inspired this goal, and how are you working towards achieving it?
Yeah, let me finish the second part first, because it's just math to me. I was overwhelmed when I got the calling to empower over a billion people to be happy, to create a collective consciousness of happiness on earth, to change the world. That's an overwhelming feeling. Yes. And it came from God for me. But I did the math, and I said, if I could find 1,000 people like Sandy that I know have 1,000 people she'll impact to impact another 1,000, I can easily get to over a billion, because 1,000 times 1,000 is a million times 1,000 is a billion. So I'm very intentional about inspiring people like you to inspire others, So that's the math of what I did. But what initially inspired me to receive the calling was the apparent pragmatic facts that people are unhappy, that suicide was the fastest growing cause of death in almost every category, demographic in America, especially. And I said to myself, on the day when my 12-year-old daughter at the time came into my office crying, and I said, "Oh my gosh, sweetheart, what's the matter?" And one of her really good friends committed suicide. And 12? I said, "There's amazing gifts to communicate and to inspire people. And I understand why drug addicts and veterans and football players with CTE and how middle-aged people that have suffered can give up. I understand it. Drug addicts and alcoholics, I understand why you may want to take your life. But I knew this 12-year-old girl. And there was no reason other than nobody took the time to give her an appropriate mindset. Nobody gave her the mindset that was necessary to have wisdom and faith to live to 13 years old. It doesn't take much faith to live to 13. And so I was walking crying on the beach outside my beach house just after my wife had said to me, "Oh my gosh, we've made it back the right way." We had just moved into this beautiful dream home of ours on the beach, a second home, and everything came back to me the right way. And I'm crying on the beach walking. And that's when God called me. And I was not a religious person. I was barely at that time a spiritual person. And I would have been, if listening to Dave Meltzer today, been like, "Oh God, this guy's one of those crazy freaks that got a calling from God." Yes, I am. And I'm one of the most pragmatic mofos. I got a law degree, a business degree. I've made over $100 million twice in my life. I'm very pragmatic in my nature, very logical. You had to force me into any type of open-minded spirituality or belief in even God. When I lost everything, I even told my mom that I was being punished and I didn't believe in God. And my mom told me, "Son, you believe in God, you just believe in the wrong God." I have come from that perspective into telling everyone here today that I was called in order to be of service and of value to other people, to empower them on how they can live in abundance in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. And I am here to, for the rest of my life, to empower people like you, Sandy, to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. And before we went on, and Sandy will tell you, we weren't talking about spirituality. We were talking about what business practices can I utilize in order to effectuate making more money? Can you help me, David? That's why I'm here. Yes, I know a lot about energy and quantum physics, metaphysics, and some really woo-woo things, but I've been more trained in the pragmatic human experience of how to live within 24 hours, the man-made constructs of time, in order to effectuate the spiritual journey that you're also on. I appreciate the opportunity. I have one more thing I'd like to say. For your community, I would like to offer my book for free. I will sign my book, send it to you, pay for shipping in the book. All you got to do is email me. That's why I put it there. David@dmeltzer.com. Please put it in the notes. Email me. I will sign a copy, pay for the book, pay for shipping. Just email me on my mission. No commission, just mission. David@dmeltzer.com.
All right. I will make sure that is in the show notes. David, thank you so much for your time. And just thank you for what you're doing. It's so great to see you again.
Bless you. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you, David. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.